USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has commented on the attack against Paul Pelosi, stating it's despicable.
This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol.
Biden made his comments in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked early Friday morning in the couple's San Francisco residence. The U.S. Coast Guard, a crew of scientists and others, launched an air and sea mission to rescue 13 people, including a child, from a fishing vessel just moments before it sank in darkness in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Virginia.
Arizona is standing its ground and refusing federal demands to remove shipping containers that are being used to close gaps along the border wall. Yuma Republican Mayor Doug Nichols describes the surge of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs that are coming through the U.S.-Mexico border in his region.
Well, right now we're at about 5,000 to 6,000 people a week coming through the Yuma sector alone. We're also getting drug seizures of meth and fentanyl here at record levels. And so all those are all activity coming through just a porous border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin appeals court is refusing to block a lower court's ruling prohibiting voters who already submitted an absentee ballot from voiding it and voting again, which is a rarely used practice known as ballot spoiling. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNet.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Tributes are pouring in following the death of rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis. He died south of Memphis at the age of 87 on Friday. Elton John tweeting he wouldn't be who he was today in music without Lewis. Ringo Starr saying, God bless Jerry Lee Lewis. The CMA Country Music account also tweeted its condolences. The friendly skies were not so friendly on a recent trip for many airline passengers.
An airliner was heavily damaged in what was a terrifying flight for 43 passengers as they went straight through a powerful storm over Paraguay Wednesday night. By the time LATAM Flight 1325, an Airbus 320, made an emergency landing in the capital of Asunción, the plane was missing its nose cone, the windshield was dotted with pockmarks, and only one engine was working when inspected. Aviation officials in Paraguay are questioning why the plane flew through such violent weather after the pilot was notified of the inclement conditions before takeoff. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The Golden State Warriors are the NBA's most valuable team. Forbes saying the franchise is worth $7 billion. They're followed in the top five by the New York Knicks, Los Angeles Lakers, Chicago Bulls, and Boston Celtics. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.